by the way Glenn Miller played
songs that made the hit parade.
Guys like us, we had it made.
Those were the days. And you knew where you were then.
Girls were girls and men were men.
Mister, we could use a man like Herbert Hoover again.
Didn't need no welfare states.
Everybody pulled his weight.
G.R.O. LaSalle great. Those were the days.
Okay, Zoom. That's a double word score, 24 points.
Oh, my.
What is it, Mom?
It's just another one of those most unforgettable characters I ever met. This man's writing about a woman who lived in Vermont. Seems to me they all lived in Vermont.
What was so unforgettable about her, Mom?
Well, she lived in this house for 40 years with a big porch. And it was right where all these roads came together. And everybody stopped and asked her for directions.
But why'd the man find her so unforgettable?
Well, she was his grandmother.
Oh. I'll get it.
On his father's side.
Hello?
Zorbo! Mike, it's Zorbo!
Oh, yeah?
What? Oh, that's wonderful. He's having a new showing next month.
Oh, great.
What? He wants to know if he can come over for a drink. It's not too late, is it?
Let me talk to him. Hey, Zorbo! Hey! Where are you? Hey, well, that's only a few minutes from here. Why don't you come over? Yeah. All right. Yeah. Okay, bye.
Who's coming over?
Zorbo de Borba, Mike's friend, the artist.
Yeah, he's an old friend of mine from Chicago, Mike. He started painting a couple of years ago, and now he's like one of the hottest young painters around.
I'll show you. We've got one of his old brochures here from his show. You better clean up. He's going to be here in a second.
You're going to love this guy, Ma.
Look, Ma. The paintings of Zorbo de Borba.
Oh, isn't that nice?
Well, hi, Daddy.
Well, you're home.
You can tell that, Harry. See me come in, throw down my bowling ball, hang up my hat and coat, and just like that, you know I'm home.
Plus, there's the sound of your voice.
Yeah, there's that too.
How'd you bowl tonight, Arch?
I bowled 31 perfect games, a new world's record. That's why I come home feeling so good. Well, you got the heart of a murderer asking me a question. What do you got there, Edith?
The paintings of Zorbo de Borba, Mike's old friend from Chicago.
Yeah, we practically grew up together. Hey, he's stopping by for a drink. You'll meet him in a few minutes.
Geez, I can hardly wait.
Aren't you going to look at Zorbo's paintings, Mom?
Oh, wait a minute. Give them to me. Let me look at Zorbo's paintings here. What you got here? What the hell kind of paintings are these?
Daddy, but they're very abstract.
Oh, look, here's one we love. It's called Nude in Limbo, you see? There's her head, and there's the long line of her neck, and over there her shoulders, and over there are...
Hey, I know what those are. How come he give her three of them?
That's the way he saw her, Daddy.
Geez, he must have been bombed out of his skull when he came in. The next time he thinks he sees three, I'm telling him to take two aspirin and go to bed.
Maybe it's a picture of two girls and he left something out.
Take it away.
I got a good question for you, Daddy. Three what?
Huh?
You heard me. You looked at the book and you said there's three of them, but you didn't say what.
Do you know what I mean?
No, I don't. Tell me.
Come on.
Look at that. You can't say it, can you, Arch? A simple part of the anatomy and it sticks in your throat.
I got no anatomy sticking in my throat. I just happen to have some respect for common decency, that's all. Listen, long before any of us was born, they was calling certain things private parts.
Come on, Daddy, that's just a big cover-up.
It's a hang-up.
Yeah, and you know it. Now look here. What is that?
Leave me alone.
It's a breast, isn't it?
Edith, do you hear what she's saying in front of her own father here?
But that's what it is, isn't it, a breast?
She said it again.
All she said was breast.
Now he's saying it over there.
Say it just once.
I won't say it just once.
Can you believe that? He can't even say the word.
He has said breast of chicken.
Never what? Now start yourself, huh?
And then once at Rockaway Beach, he showed me how to do the breaststroke.
Will you start yourself? I want to tell you something. I got no respect for a guy that spends his whole life getting cheap thrills out of other people's nudity.
With one sentence, he puts away all painters, sculptors, doctors.
Hold it there, meathead. Let me say nothing about doctors, because that's a whole other thing. The most beautiful woman in the world can walk into a doctor's office and get herself undressed. It don't mean a thing. He don't even take any notice of the good parts.
Double.
Yeah.
Hey, Mike, how are you?
Yes,
Gloria.
Zabo, this is my mother, my father.
How do you do?
Hello, Mrs. Bunker. Nice to see you, Mr. Bunker.
Yeah.
Hey, I got some champagne.
Oh, great.
Yeah, I was out launching a battleship and I missed.
Hey,
so what do you say we break it open here?
Oh, great.
Wait, I'll get the glasses.
I help you. Hey, Gloria, I could use something.
Me too. Wait. Zabo. Zabo what?
De Borba.
He's a gypsy.
He's a Hungarian.
Same thing. That guy was born in an empty store as sure as I'm standing. He's alone out there with your wife, and I wouldn't trust him from here to here.
Archie, Zabo's one of my oldest friends.
You mean oldest friends? What's all the hugging and kissing with Gloria here?
Well, it's just two friends saying hello. What's the big deal? The most casual acquaintances kiss today.
They do it all the time on TV. Like Merv Griffin and Johnny Carson.
Merv Griffin and Johnny Carson don't kiss each other.
That's right. They're on different channels. Jerry Lewis that kisses Johnny Carson.
Hey, you stifle yourself.
I don't know who Merv Griffin kisses.
Edith, I said stifle. Oh, I got more important things on my mind than Merv Griffin and Johnny Carson. I don't trust that gypsy out there.
Hungarian.
Oh, Hungarian. You know what I hate about Hungarians there at my mother's knee? A Hungarian is a guy that can follow you into a revolving door and come out ahead of you. You are in trouble,
he
said.
Come on.
Here we are.
Dummy up.
Help yourself.
Oh, my. Champagne. And on a Monday night, too.
Abbo, a toast to your new one-man show. May you sell everything.
Oh, thanks,
yeah.
Come on, Zabo, sit down.
Yeah, well, wait a minute, Zabo. I want to ask you something. I see by that brochure there that you like painting people without their clothes on, in other words, in a nude.
No, not everybody. For instance, you, I'd never paint you in a nude. No, I mean you wouldn't be you without your clothes on. What do you, Mrs. Bunker?
Well, I don't know. I'll have to think about it.
Well, your daughter, on the other hand. Your daughter is something else. Because I see Gloria free, uninhibited. She's... Hey. Gloria, would you?
Would I what?
Now, I've got just 3 weeks. If we start tomorrow...
You mean you want to do Gloria?
Yeah.
What, for the show?
Yeah.
Oh, that's fantastic. Mom and Dad
Wait a minute, you're going to let this thing happen? Gloria spending 3 weeks with this guy, naked?
Why not?
Ethan, do you hear what's going on here?
Why not, Archie? I'm thrilled. Zabo's my oldest friend.
So Jim McNabb is our oldest friend. Suppose I put your mother-in-law up in front of Jim McNabb without her clothes on.
Oh, Archie.
Relax, it ain't happened yet.
I don't know what you're so uptight about. The human body, the pure form, it's art. It's part of life.
So is throwing up, but I don't want to look at it.
I don't believe you, Daddy. One of the most talented new painters around today flatters me by offering to paint me, and you make it sound so nasty. Oh, come on, Zabo, I'll make it a sandwich.
Well, what else is it then?
She's right, Archie. Dirty is in the eye of the beholder.
And stupid is in the head of the polar.
Wait a second. Don't start talking to me unless you take that back.
All right, I take it back. Now sit down, you dumb polar, and let me talk. Mike and me are going to have a little talk pantomime.
That's nice. Like father and son. Well, maybe there's something that needs doing upstairs. Well, I'm sure there is.
Now, you listen.
Oh, wait a second. You listen. If you're going to start in again with that paranoia about Zabo, you can just forget it. Because he is a friend of mine, and I trust him.
Oh, famous last words. That's what Abel was saying when he got it in the back from his own brother with a cane. Now, this gypsy out here.
I'm
Hungarian.
That's right.
Whatever. This guy is way better looking than you, buddy, which, by the way, ain't so hard to beat. And this could upset a girl.
You don't even trust your own daughter.
I didn't say that. Now sit down over here and let me talk to you. Just sit down over here. Now, let me tell you something about men. Men have got certain things. Hormones.
Women have hormones, too.
Theirs don't mean nothing. Now, a man's hormones, they put ideas in his head, see, ideas. And he goes around thinking of these ideas until one day he has to do something about them, see, to clear his mind. That's right. And when that day comes, when he's got to clear his mind, he don't care with who he does it with. Now, I know guys that go after the wife of their best friend.
Oh, come on, Archie. What are you talking
Mike,
about?
Mike, you got to listen to me. Goulash got no conscience.
Oh, that was a great sermon, Gloria. Oh, Mike, your wife can cook for me any time at all.
Got to run now, buddy.
Okay, see you,
Zabo. I'll see you later. See you, Mr. Bunker.
Oh, are you going now?
Yes, I am. Thanks a lot for your hospitality, and most of all, thank you for my new model. Look at her. He's a pixie, with a face of a doll and a body of a woman. Ah! See you tomorrow.
Bye.
Well, I feel like Mrs. O'Leary's cow yelling, fire, fire, fire. And nobody's paying no attention.
Archie, Gloria and I don't have that kind of marriage. We trust each other. My generation trusts.
My generation trusts too, meatheads. In God. Not Hungarian. Edith, today without fail.
Yeah, Archie?
Cut your toenails. I mean, right down to the bone. You got a thing you're doing now. I don't know what it is. Your feet come over to my side. Your nails are running up and down my leg. It's like sleeping with a leopard. What the hell is that all about?
That's Hungarian for darling mother and beloved papa. Oh, I forgot my watch. I'll be right back.
And she turning into a happy little bohawk.
Oh, yeah. She loves posing for Zabo. He talks to her while he's painting, and she loves listening to him. He's been everywhere, so he tells her about Paris, Rome, Athens, Winnetka.
The Mets?
That's where he was born.
Edith, I don't understand you at all. He's your only daughter, the flesh of your blood, going out every day for the past 3 weeks to pose naked for this guy who, A, ain't her husband, and B, makes her husband look like a pile of inner tubes. You don't do nothing about it.
I think I'll just have juice and coffee this morning.
Getting a pretty early start these mornings, huh, little girl?
Oh, we have to. Zabo loses the light at 4:30.
What does he need the light for? He's going to give you 6 belly buttons no matter what he sees.
Boy, we have a jog. We must have done over a mile, huh, Lionel?
Yeah, pretty close. 18 blocks.
Yeah. Is it jogging, huh? When did you start that?
A couple of weeks ago. Why?
Well, you wouldn't be jogging and waiting any personal problems there, would you, Michael?
What do you mean by that?
Actually, it was my idea, Mr. Bunker. I'd been thinking about jogging for months.
Yeah, but you don't have to drag him along. You could do that by yourself.
Well, let me ask you a question, Mr. Bunker. Now, if you were walking down the street at 7 o'clock in the morning and you saw this black guy all by himself running through this neighborhood, what would you think?
I see what you mean, Eli.
Yeah, I figured you would.
Gloria,
I just got back.
Hello.
Gloria.
Edith, now this might just be a father's intermission, but I smell a rat. And you sit there and you have no opinion at all.
Oh, I got an opinion, but you never asked me for it.
Well, I'm asking you now, Edith.
Well, I'm not sure you should butt in where angels fear to tread.
What does that mean?
Only fools rush in where angels...
Edith, if I want a song lyric, I'll turn on the radio. Come on, give me your opinion straight from the dingbat.
Well, I think you should mind your own business.
Who asked you?
I'm going to be at the library till it closes, but then I'm coming right back home.
Well, I'll be home waiting for you, Michael. Zabo says we'll finish before he loses the light, then we'll probably grab a quick drink to celebrate, and then I'll be home, okay?
One thing, Gloria. Remember yesterday when I came into the studio and you were posing? How come when you saw me, you jumped up and you...
I put my robe on.
Yeah, why did you do that?
I don't know, Michael. It's just that Zabo was there looking at me his way, and then you came in looking at me, you know, your way. And suddenly I felt naked.
Yeah?
Michael, you haven't been concerned about, well, about Zabo and me, have you?
What? Are you kidding? Gloria! How could you even think a thing like that? I mean, all right, so your father's a little upset. That doesn't mean that I am.
Oh, God. I didn't think so anyway, because I can always tell when you're upset. You get that funny little twitch in your left eye. I love you, Michael.
Bye.
Bye. Have a good day.
Bye.
Anyway.
All I can tell you is I'm surprised at you. Dragging me off to a moving picture like that, it was absolutely disgusting.
Well, I'm sorry, Archie. How was I to know? I thought it was a religious picture, cardinal knowledge.
Not cardinal knowledge, Edith. Carnal. Carnal, that's a whole other thing. One of the dirtiest pictures I ever seen. Hormones are flying all over the screen. Are you going to tell me there are really people like that? Hello? Hawaii? Zap into the sack? Gee, I had to watch the whole picture like this. Nobody's ever standing up.
I'm glad I went to sleep. Look, Archie, I don't think Gloria's come home yet. I left some food on the stove and I set the place and it ain't been touched.
Well, the Hungarian said the light failed him at 4:30. Well, here it is 9:30 and she ain't home yet. You got a song lyric for that?
Archie, you don't have to worry about Gloria. She's our daughter.
I ain't worried about Gloria, Edith. I'm worried about that honky's hormones.
What?
It's a subject I can't get in with, Edith, because it's male and it's rough. All I can tell you is when it comes to hormones, I wouldn't trust any man in the world as far as I could throw.
Well, that would include you, Archie.
No, not necessarily, Edith, because I got my hormones on a leash. Oh, here he comes. Here he comes. Mr. Happiness himself. The meat-headed husband is home, whistling a happy tune.
Hey, what's with him? He used to be, I had to say something before he went nuts. Now all I gotta do is show up.
And where were you till this hour?
I was at the library, working on my term paper.
Well, work on this, buddy. It's nearly 10 o'clock and your wife ain't home yet.
Oh, yeah?
Maybe they were cleaning up the studio. Well, after 3 weeks, it could get pretty messy.
Well? Oh, there it is, Edith. There it is, as clear as you'll ever see. The two generations, side by side. There's the modern one over here. His wife is out every day for 3 weeks, posing naked with some guy. And now she's 5 hours late coming home from that guy, and he sits over there, whistling as happy as any bird. And you know why? Because his generation trusts, Edith, see? They trust all kind of revolutionaries and hippies and queers and what have you. They trust anything and anybody that ain't us. I warned this boy 3 weeks ago. I said, you got to keep an eye on this Hungarian. I said, you can't put your trust in any person but him. But does he listen to me? Does he believe me? No, because he don't trust me.
How can he? You ain't God.
Okay, Archie. So Gloria's late. 5 hours late. You think I'm not worried? Of course I'm worried. But I'm worried about Gloria's welfare. A lot can happen in 5 hours.
You're telling me.
No. I don't think like that, Archie. I'm going to tell you again for the 100th time. We are talking about my wife and my best friend. And yes, I do trust them. You see, there's the difference in your generations right there, Archie. You've been spending the last 30 years checking under every bed for a communist and going around thinking that you are better and holier than they are with your stinking Puritan ethic, and what have you got to show for it?
A wife who's home at 10 o'clock for...
Oh, that's right, sure. And the fear and the mistrust of the whole rest of the world. Well, you can live with that fear, Archie, and you can live with that mistrust. I don't want to have any part of it. You hear what I'm saying? I don't want any part of it. Zabo, what the hell are you doing with my wife? Zabo, I want to know what Gloria's doing there at this late hour, and don't tell me you're painting her by starlight. Look, I have had this on my mind for a long time now, Zabo, and now that it's out in the open, I'm...
Gloria!
Bye there, Zabo.
When did you get home?
When did you get home?
About 6 o'clock. I was so tired, I just went right upstairs and flopped into bed.
Boy, am I glad you're home.
Home in bed since 6 o'clock and you knew nothing about it.
Well, how could I, Archie? I was at the movies with you.
What difference does that make? Archie, look at this now.
Don't do that.
It's the Japanese sand.
Oh.
He'll be in here soon.
Well, meathead, I hope you learned something tonight. You should have heard yourself on that telephone.
What are you talking about? She was home at 6 o'clock.
Get out of here.
I wonder why the sandman is Japanese. He should have been an Arab. They got much more sand.
Here's the painting.
Yeah. Zabo said we could bring it home for just tonight so you could see it.
Oh, ain't that exciting.
You ready?
Yeah. Ta-da!
Oh, it's very nice.
Isn't it great?
What do you think, Art?
I knew it. There's one there. Two, three, four, five.
All in the Family was recorded on tape before a live audience.